This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Rainbow Report, news and current affairs for the rainbow community. From Joy 94.9, Australia's only full-time gay and lesbian radio station. And now, your host, Doug Pollard.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Rainbow Report. Continued, because it's one of those shows where we revisit some stories to see how things have been progressing. We're going to take another look at the Queensland election. Things are getting quite interesting up there, where Phil Brown says the prospect of an incoming LNP government isn't the only thing we have to worry about, because we've got Bob Katter lurking on the threshold and some nasties even within the Labour Party. If you want to help out on that, we'll have details on that a bit later in the show. Then it's back to Canberra again for another look at the progress of all these various marriage bills and inquiries. Last time we spoke with Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young. This time we're going to talk to Labour Senator for WA and the de facto leader of Rainbow Labour, basically, Senator Louise Pratt. Going back a little further, you might remember a certain one, Margaret Court, being the subject of a lot of controversy during the Australian Open. TV Live on Stage, otherwise known as Scott Dawkins and Shona Urquhart. You may remember their video bagging Vodafone, called Vodafail, to the tune of Lady Gaga's Telephone a while back, have made a new epic production called Proud Margaret, based, of course, on the song Proud Mary. But first up tonight, for several years now, I've been singing the praises of the Pinnacle Foundation. It brings together successful GLBTI people in business and the professions with students who need a hand, providing mentoring and scholarships. The latest round of beneficiaries have now been announced. We'll talk in a moment with board member Susan Brooks. And I have the pleasure of welcoming back as my studio guest this evening, Rod Swift, activist, amateur, sophologist and general burr under the saddle of complacent governments and other departments. Rod Swift, welcome back.
Very much pleasure to be here, Doug. It's always a pleasure to be on the Rainbow Report. And I don't know, how many burrs are we going to get out tonight? I don't know.
Well, I think we'll make a few people itch. Hope so anyway.
Or for a scratch anyway.
Yes. Anyway. Now, the Pinnacle Foundation was established, as it says on its website, to provide scholarships to lesbian, gay, transgender, queer, intersex and bisexual youth who are marginalised or disadvantaged. It was set up by a group of friends who saw a big need in the LGBTIQ community that was not being met. With so much unrealised potential out there, the organisation is about providing financial and mentoring support to LGBTIQ youth who might not be able to achieve their educational or career goals on their own. And joining us now with news of the latest round of scholarships is Susan Brooks. Good evening, Susan.
Hello, Jeff. And hello, Rod.
Doug.
Oh, sorry. Jeff Pollard used to be one of my ex-bosses, that's why.
I thought for a horrible moment there you were going to say ex-husbands.
give me a break.
Yeah, Doug Pollard, and no relation.
Thank goodness.
You've just announced very recently the latest round of scholarships and so on. How many students in total are you helping out this time round?
Well, we're actually helping out 14 across, pretty much, across Australia in every state, South Australia, Perth, Queensland, Victoria and New South Wales. So it's been a fantastic year for us. We've seen a 160% increase in the number of applications and a 66% increase in the number of scholarships that we've awarded this year. And that reflects the community support, their willingness to open their purses and dig deep and help us out.
Yeah, because you're always on the lookout for funds, of course, but it sounds like you're growing nicely there.
Yeah, we are. We are, and we intend to grow further. We want to be a truly representative Australian-based organisation. So, you know, Tassie and Northern Territory are still on our list in terms of getting applications. And even within Victoria, whilst we've had a terrific response this year, we had, 31%, 10 applications came from Victoria. We still we'd like to see more applications in from Victorian students, and we'd like to see more mentors from Victoria participating.
Yeah, that mentoring aspect of things is very important. Can you just explain what a mentor does?
Well, they're not a purse, and they're certainly not someone that's going to solve the solutions of the world for this individual scholar. But what they are is a sounding board, someone that they can relate to, because we match not only just location, but we try and match their sexual identity as well as the academic professional area that they're involved in. So, for example, we have one scholarship, this scholar this year, Laura Partington, who is doing a youth work course at RMIT this year and intends to be a youth worker. And we've matched her with a leading person in one of the youth counselling services in Victoria. So fabulous mix and a great entree for Laura to actually move through the academic world into a paid career.
Hi, Susan. It's Rod Swift here.
Hi,
how are you going? One of the questions I've got for you, and this obviously is a program that really does require that sort of, you know, committed mentorship. Can you give us a bit of an idea about, you know, what some of the mentors might need to give in regards to maybe a commitment of time and effort to help one of these young people with the scholarship program, especially if, you know, those people are trying to get either an industry based or a professional based experience as part of their scholarship program?
Sure, Rod. Basically, the commitment is for 1 year, the first year, and then we review it and with them and the scholar at the end of the year whether or not they want to continue. In terms of activity during the course of that year, we expect and we rely on the mentor to communicate face to face with this scholar at least once every 3 or 4 weeks. So it might be a cup of coffee or something like that, and then there are times in between where there might be email or telephone communications as well. So it's very important for us that and we encourage the mentors to establish and spend a bit of time early in the piece to get to know the individual, work out how they're going to meet and what are going to be the particular needs of that scholar, and then work from that basis.
Well, that sounds, you know, pretty reasonable there. It's kind of like a big brother, big sister sort of arrangement,
isn't
it?
It is very much like big sister, big brother. It's just that we have an extra twist on it.
Okay. Now, where can people find out more information about becoming a mentor, about applying for a scholarship, or, you know, helping you out in any way?
Right. If you, no matter whether or not you want to be a donor, a volunteer, an applicant, or you want to be a mentor, all the information is on our website. It's all there under the pinnaclefoundation.org, and there's a self-assessment exercise there for someone who's contemplating being a mentor. Mm-hmm. All you need to do is register, and once a year, we match up with the scholars and the mentors for the current year. And that's as simple as that. Similarly, for applicants, all the information of what we provide and what they need to provide is on the website, and it's all done electronically. There's nothing
right
that's handwritten or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I've also put links to that through on the rainbowreporter.com blog, which is the program guide, so people can find information that way. Susan, thank you very much for your time tonight, and best of luck with finding some more Victorians.
Yes, come on, Victorians, my old hometown. You need to lift your game.
Right, okay. So, as Susan said, if you want to be a donor or mentor or think you might be eligible for help, check out the website, the link's on the program blog.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.